Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hey, Courtney, I have Claudia Haynes on the line.
Hi, Claudia. You can go ahead and transfer.
Hello.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, Mrs. Hayes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right, Claudia, my name is Courtney. This is on a recorded line. I see that you called about the inquiry about the NEC baby formula lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
All right, is this for you or a loved one?
This is for my son.
Okay. And your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Okay. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, and you do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you're willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice or any signed any documents with any other law firm?
Yes.
Okay, and then is you so your son suffers from necrotizing enterocolitis. What's his date of birth?
050922.
So May 9th, 2000 and when? 22?
22. Yes.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do you know when he was diagnosed with the neck? Was it like within a week after being born, or was it a couple of days?
He was diagnosed, want to say,
Pull up the calendar for you. 2022. So five.
wait a
So
minute, because he's born on the 9th.
he was born on the 9th, so to the Monday. I mean, it's to the best of your knowledge. If it's not the exact date,
He
don't
was
worry.
diagnosed May 24th.
May 24th. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then he was diagnosed in the NICU. He never left or came back, right? He was he stayed in the NICU and was diagnosed. Nine.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect. Just to compare that. So 5/20/29 or 20, is that what you said? 5/29/22?
He was born on the 9th. He was diagnosed on the 24th.
24th. Okay. Sorry. 5/24/2022. And he was diagnosed after being fed the formula. Did you have medical records, or could you provide medical records if needed?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the hospital that he was born at? Do you remember the name? What was the
West
name?
Suburban.
West Suburban. And
West
where's,
Suburban Medical Center.
do you know where that's located? In
3
Illinois?
Erie Street, Oak Park, Illinois.
Perfect, I got it. All right. And then he was diagnosed at that NICU in that hospital. He was never transferred to any other hospital.
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I know a lot of these questions are repetitive. I apologize. It's just the way they have to fill the form out. And you didn't have any friends or family or any loved ones that needed help filing a claim? You didn't know anybody else?
No.
Okay. And then you did have his birth certificate, and you could provide that if needed, correct?
Yes.
All right. 5/9/2022. Few years old. All right. How's he doing today?
Oh, he's doing great. Oh my goodness. I
A
love
lot
him so
better.
much.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. So to the best of your knowledge, do you remember the brand of formula that they were feeding him in the hospital?
It was Similac Pro Advance.
Okay. And then you are the mother filing the claim on behalf of your son. He is still with us, and you do have signing authority. You are a US resident, correct?
Correct.
Do you know the gestational, or what was your gestational age at birth? How many weeks were you were when you had him?
34.
34. Okay.
34 weeks.
And he was diagnosed in the hospital. He never left or came back. And then, okay, can you confirm his gender for me?
He's a male.
Okay. And then what is the correct spelling of his first and last name?
Chase, C-H-A-S-E, like the bank, and Tankson, T as in Tom, A-N, K as in kite, S-O-N.
Okay, Chase Tankson. Thanks. That's a cute name. Chase Tankson.
Thank you.
All right. So C-H-A-S-E, and then last name Tankson, T-A-N-K-S-O-N.
Correct.
All right. He doesn't have a suffix in his name. He's not a junior or senior or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then, Claudia, do you know the last four of his social?
I have to get it. I just left the gym. It's at home.
Okay. I'm going to need it before I send you the documents. Let me go ahead and go through it real quick. Are you going to be home anytime soon?
I will be. I'm going to stay in maybe 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, it's going to probably take us a little bit longer just to finish this. We might be able to do it. I only need the last four. He doesn't have a suffix in his name, correct?
No.
Okay. And then your first name is Claudia. Last name is Hayes. I have your first name as C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Last name Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. What is your marital status at this time? Are you married, single, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then confirm your gender for me.
I'm a female.
Okay. I know. It's repetitive. We have to ask all these questions. And then what's your birth date?
3/16/93.
All right, thank you. All right, so I have March 16th, 1993. And then what is the last four of your social?
5528.
5528. Perfect. Okay, so the cell phone I have on contact is 404-513-8250. Which time of day do you prefer the attorneys to reach out to you?
Anytime between, I would say 10 and 5.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then what's your current mailing address?
1409 South Central Park. Chicago, Illinois, 60623.
Chicago.
Apartment 3B.
Apartment 3B. Okay, perfect. Okay, 1409 South Central Park Avenue, apartment 3B, Chicago, Illinois, 60623.
Correct.
All right, thank you for confirming that. Okay, so when you were pregnant, did you suffer from any type of, like, hypertensive disease? Did you have any type of placental insufficiency or delayed cord cramping or anything like that?
No.
Okay. You're healthy pretty much for the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. And then was there any issues with custody or family abuse that they should be aware of?
No, not at all.
Okay. And then your child was premature, and he was born in the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. And then he was diagnosed in the NICU. Do you know his NICU dates, like when he was discharged? I know he went in there obviously on his birthday, 5/5/2022. Do you know when he left the hospital?
He was there for about a couple weeks.
Okay. So going into May, let's see, May 9th, he was born. 1, 2, 3. Was it like in? So it was obviously into June. Do you remember if it was beginning of June, end of June?
Because
he didn't get diagnosed till the 24th, so that's like the last week of May. Did he undergo any type of surgeries, like treatments, like antibiotics or surgery?
So he was in the hospital for about 14 days. He had to do
a round of antibiotics.
His treatments included antibiotic therapy, oxygen, and laparotomy surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Exploratory
laparotomy. Okay. Do you know when that surgery was?
May 25th.
Okay, so right after the diagnosis. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes.
Okay. How much did Chase weigh when he was born?
3 pounds.
3 pounds, 0 ounces? Just a little guy?
Yes, so little.
Okay. And then when you were pregnant, were you able to provide breast milk or anything like that, or was he only getting formula and Fortifier in the hospital?
No, I didn't do, he was just fed formula. No, I didn't do no breast milk.
Nothing? Okay. Did they stop using the formula, like right when they found the diagnosis?
They did, but prior to that, I was using it 5 times a day, every 2 hours for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, they use the Fortifier with like express breast milk or whatever for protein. It's like a protein powder to make him gain weight. Formula. And the sad thing is it's not just one type of formula Fortifier. It's multiple formulas that were affected. So it's like you go in, you switch the milk, it's still the other milk was just as bad. So unfortunately, I'm very sorry that that happened. He's probably in the hospital. What were some of the symptoms that you noticed right away, like with Chase? Was he...
So the vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did he have... His vomiting would be, sometimes it would be green, sometimes it would be yellow. His body temperature, he had blood. When he would boo-boo,
yeah,
it would be blood in his boo-boo.
Okay.
That's all I can really remember, like, the most.
Of course. I know it's like, is this your first kid?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's traumatic. I mean, you're like, you think your baby's okay, you think you're in a safe place, and then this happens, and, you know, I'm so sorry that it did, but, like, it's really not the hospital. It's not the hospital.
This has been the most traumatic experience I have ever.
Oh.
I never even could imagine that I would even go through something like that. Like,
yeah.
I thought
yeah.
that I was going to have, like, I don't want to say normal, but I just thought, I know, I prayed and prayed and prayed for like a healthy baby, and it's like,
yeah, aww.
This has been crazy.
Yeah, but then you look now, I mean, it's so bad when you're in it, but then now, like you just said, like you're obsessed with him, right? He's like amazing. So it's just like, he's your miracle baby, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a rough start, but we doing good.
I can only imagine. Like I have two kids, and I'm thank God I've never had to go through what you've gone through. But I can only imagine having your first child and like wanting to take him home and everything, and then that happened. It's crazy. But anyways, what I was gonna say is, it's really not the hospital and the doctor's fault. It's the manufacturers. So the manufacturers knew what was going on, and they were still providing this worldwide. So the attorneys that we work with are going after the manufacturers, just so that you know and you understand what's happening with the lawsuit. Five, 25, 2022. How are you doing with everything else, though? Are you handling it okay from now? Are you doing better?
Yes, everything is good.
Sorry
he
to bring
a
back.
Hole in his intestine.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring back old issues and stuff like that. I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. And then, so yeah, so he still struggles with gastro issues to this day, you said?
Yes. So he has, it's called like intestinal perforation.
Mm-hmm. Intestinal perforation. It's a hole in the intestines.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does he have to have, like, he doesn't have to have a colostomy bag, does he, or ostomy bag?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right, so you do have documents. You can show proof of attorney or power of attorney because you are the mother. Okay, so green vomit, I put all that information. You do have medical records you said you could provide if needed. He did go under the laparotomy surgery. Did he have any blood transfusions? I know you said assisted ventilation and
No.
Okay. Do you know who his doctor was? Do you know the name?
His regular doctor?
Or his NICU doctor, I should say. Or the treating doctor.
Is that the doctor that diagnosed him, or?
Well, I mean, either one, whatever, which one that you have.
His doctor that diagnosed him is Dr. Scott, but his doctor, like our,
that
you know,
the surgery?
Family doctor is John Accord.
Okay. What's Scott, Dr. Scott, does he have another name? Is there? Or where is
Mercola?
Mercola?
Yes. So Dr. Scott Mercola, he's the pediatrician.
And he's the pediatrician in the NICU at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I need to know. That's perfect. Yep, I found him. He's a neo-para, I can't even say it. You're telling children's doctor. Okay, let's see. Is he the one that did the surgery as well? Maybe not. It's okay if you don't know. I just, sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm just putting Dr. Scott's information. They can, if they need more information, they're going to pull the medical records anyways. So, that's fine. I do need to put an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just basically to, make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they will only contact the emergency contact if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. You can really put whoever you want. It's up to you.
Okay, I'm going to put my sister.
Okay, and then what's her phone number?
312-684-1955.
And what's her name?
Jacqueline Hayes.
J-A-Q-U?
J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E-H-A-Y-E-S.
Jacqueline Hayes, okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. So the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, and then we're almost done. I will also send you my direct contact information for you to be able to contact me if you have any questions regarding your case.
Okay.
And I'll send you the attorney's information as well, okay?
Okay.
Jack Q. Glenn Hayes. So I have JACQUELINE?
Correct.
Okay. And all right. Are you home yet?
Girl, I am 7 minutes away.
Okay. I can stay on the phone. Because it will... Oh, let me put this date in before. What did Bird learn about... So when did you have your connection between the formula and the fortifier? Like, when did you realize that it was... That was what was causing it?
Almost immediately.
Like right when they diagnosed him, like on the 24th?
Yeah, like right, if I would say it had been maybe 2 weeks after he was using it, and I knew something was wrong. And then when they diagnosed him, I was just like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was only using it for what, like a week?
Like 2 weeks. So he was born on a 9th and he was diagnosed on a 24th. So it's not a whole 3 weeks, but it's
yeah.
A little.
About
2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. And it's crazy because you see, like, you know, they're only getting, like, certain types of food or formulas. So you're like, it has to be this. There's nothing else going into his body. And it's just unfortunate. Like, there's other formulas they probably tried, and it's the same thing. Like, all of the formulas had the cow-based milk in it, which was affecting the premature's babies. Like, their stomachs are so small that they can't hold that milk.
How is this possible for a company to like, why? I thought baby formula would be, like, the most sacred thing. Like,
it's so crazy.
I still don't understand.
Yeah, if you Google it, like, it's crazy. It's, like, the money that they put aside for paying out people, it's, like, Abbott Company and Johnson, and I think it's Johnson & Johnson, and there's one other brand who they all own the same company. It's, like, Similac, Gerber, Infamil. They're all owned, like, pretty much by the same company. So if you buy, like, NeoSure, that's Similac. Or if you buy, like, prenatal, that's Infamil. So it's, like, they're all tiered.
I see.
Yeah. People don't realize it. Like, oh, no, I used Gerber. I'm like, no, you used a form of Similac. Similac owns that. So they just rebrand and rename things to sell products, and then this is what happens. Yeah. So anyways, that's what our attorneys do. They go after the manufacturers so that they are held responsible. Because again, yeah, they knew what was in the cow-based milk, and they were still providing it. I mean, could you imagine all the hospitals around the United States that have premature babies on a daily basis that get this milk? I mean, these are billion-dollar companies. It's if you wrap your head around it, it's insane.
So what is this process? What does this process look like? Like, where do we go from here?
So what will happen is, once I submit your intake, you will be connected to an attorney within 48 hours. And I'm going to send you, I'll send you my number right now and the attorney's number. Once that happens, you'll follow up with them, and then you'll stay in contact with the attorney or representative, whoever you're assigned to, moving forward with the case. The legal part, I can't really discuss with you because I'm not an attorney, but, mm-hmm. I can just, the best advice I can give you is just either look online and see, like, how long it takes, what people get awarded, you know, maybe your state regulations, whatever the case may be, just kind of do some research. But for the most part, I think it is fairly quick. It's not as, I mean, but I can't tell you exact dates or anything like that. or what you're going to be awarded, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, hold on really quick. We needed a discharge date for him too, as well. You said he got out in July, or was it in June?
No, it was in June. He was, let me see. He was in a, it was, what is 14 days after the May 25th.
Oh, okay, okay. I can do that. All right, let me look at the calendar. Yeah, because they usually do the round of antibiotics one. So the 8th. So you're right. Yeah, June 8th was when he was done with the 14 days. Does that sound about right? June 8th or June 9th?
Yeah, that sounds. Yep. Yep. Okay.
All right. June 8th is when he was discharged. And then, let's see.
I'm 3 minutes from home.
You're fine. Take your time. You're in Illinois? It's like 8 o'clock there.
It's 7.
Oh, it's 7? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you're only 2 hours ahead. I keep thinking you're East Coast. Okay. So just to verify, we are submitting a form, or you're submitting a claim on behalf of your son, Claudia Chase, who was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis after being fed Similac brand formula in the hospital at West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park, Illinois. He does suffer from ongoing issues. He does have his intestinal perforation hole in his intestines. You are a U.S. resident. The gestational age at birth was 34 weeks. He was diagnosed in the hospital. He did never leave and come back. His date of birth was 5/9/2022. And we have, you're getting a social for me. Okay. I have Claudia Hayes. Your birthday is 3/16/1993. Your last of your social is 5/5/2/8. I think that's right. I think we're good. And then he was fed the formula in the hospital, correct? Was there anything that you would like me to add to the file to help support it? Like any closing notes?
Besides me being traumatized, no.
Yeah. No, and it's crazy because it's like you go, it's like I'm sure you're taken to the pediatrician and stuff, and now you're like hesitant of like what the doctors are telling you because.
Oh, absolutely.
Had a traumatic experience. Yeah. All right, I got you my, this is my direct contact info. I'm just going to send you a text message real quick. So you have my direct phone number.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. And then once we are able to get the last four of the social, I can send you the documents, and then I can send you the attorney's information. Claudia. Are you just getting home from work? Do you work?
I don't. I'm actually, I just left the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying. Oh, that's nice. That's what I need to do.
Yes, I have an interview. I have an interview this Friday. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, fun. What type of work do you do?
So I am an esthetician and I am interviewing to be on set for ABC newscast. Not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
But it's like Chicago's.
Yeah. My brother works for CBS. That's funny.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get it in the field and I want to, I'm going for a position to be, like, on set, touching up makeup and...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so exciting.
That is exciting.
Okay.
I'm running in the house. I just need a couple minutes to find this Social Security card. Social Security. Hey, here we go. Okay, I got it.
Okay, what is it?
Wow, the way I just tore my house up. Okay, it's going to be 6119.
6119, all right. Perfect, 6119. All right, so thank you for doing that too. Yeah, it saves a lot of time for you. Then you don't have to go back and fill it out and then wait. And then this just gets it straight to the attorneys and then it's done. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
One thing. Oh, phone number. All right. So the system's going to just generate the documents. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just follow the prompt to adopt and sign the signature, tap fields, and then press finish. Claudia, if you have any questions, go ahead and don't hesitate to ask.
You sent it to me?
It's coming right now. Just I want to make sure everything looks good. Yeah, I sent it to your email, and I also text it to you. If you want to open it through a text message, sometimes that's just easier for people.
Okay, I got it. It says review document.
Correct.
And you. I pressed agree to.
Yep.
Okay, I pressed start.
Yep.
And then I'm just signing everything.
Yep.
Adopt and sign.
Yeah, you might have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature, then press OK, and then press next, and then you'll come to the finish button.
I see. I pressed finish.
All right. So thank you for doing that. So basically, right now that you've done that, it's going to send a copy to your email. So you'll have a PDF file for your records.
Uh-huh.
And then basically, just from here on out, like I just want to say, you know, before we wrap up the call, how important you are in this process. This is basically your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. Like I said, the attorneys will call you within 48 hours. I'm going to go ahead and send you their contact information. If they don't call you by the end of this week, I mean, give me a call early next week or something like that. You know, give it at least 2 to 3 days for them to call you. And it's going to be a 713 phone number, which I just sent to you, which will be calling you to verify everything. Also, yeah, just remember this is a legal contract. You don't want to discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then, again, if you can obtain any documents to help support Chase's case, I would go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me, Claudia?
No, thank you. It's been a long day.
Right? I know. You're my last client today, so I'm off for the day, too. But it was a pleasure speaking to you, your sweetheart. I hope you and Chase have a good holiday and are safe, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. What is he going to be? Is he going to dress up?
Oh, he's going to be a skeleton.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute at that age. Okay, well, you guys have a safe Halloween, and call me if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.